Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It is Monday, July. I was going to say July. June 17th. That's what you get for having... I actually took a day the morning yesterday, Lady the Studio Dog and I. We actually spent a couple of hours in deep conversation. I did most of the talking, although she grunted and, you know, barked a little bit. That's how I spent my Father's Day morning. Just Lady the Studio Dog and me. Boy, she's having some trouble, you know, with her hips. She's got hip dysplasia and, of course, Cushing's, and she'll be 10 next month, and I'm just hoping and praying. But, you know, a man and his dog, right? That's the way it is. Eric the Tech, did you have a good weekend, Father's Day?
I did, thank you.
All right. A lot to get into this show, a lot. Did I say a lot? You know, the conferences and everything going on over the weekend, especially on the right. Well, really on the right. The left, they do their schemes and dealings in the back smoky rooms of mansions and stuff. But a lot on the right, waking up to the spiritual component of what we're facing. And very quickly, I just want to tell you what I'm going to be getting into here. Again, looking away from the camera at my digital notes, I'm getting up to the 21st century. I am. The farmland, America's farmland, a big issue being taken over by foreign nationals, by nation states. Positioned very close to military bases, but just the mere fact that we have our national reserves and assets being sold to for the purposes of just big commerce to nation states, this we cannot have that. Going to do a deeper dive into that, as well as some certain things about going on what's taking place with missing children in the U.S. Muckraker, if you've been following him. He teases out a massive report on the 85,000 illegal children who have gone missing. Going to touch on that as well, because that's important. And then some of the blowback from the massive invasion into this country. But first, I've got a treat for you. Folks, let me tell you something. When I was out of town, this is about 6 months ago, I had a situation where I had a medical emergency. And I'm not... This is Eric the Tech can actually verify this. And I had a really bad infection. Go figure. No, not that kind of infection. Got to stop. So now imagine this. West Palm Beach, Florida. Probably, I don't know, a stone's throw from Mar-a-Lago. It's... 80, I think it was 85. I'm in my vehicle, I brought my parka with me because it was in the winter up here. And I was in my parka, in my vehicle, 85 degrees out. I had the heat on and I was shivering. And I was FaceTiming my doctor saying, hey, I think I got a problem. And he said, man, you do. And if you don't want to end up in the hospital, you need a certain antibiotic. He said, I'll call it. I said, I got it, and I had it, and I'll tell you why I had it. See this box right here? This is my box from the wellness company, medical emergency kit. I'm telling you right now, this saved me oodles of headaches and worse. I'm telling you right now, look at how things are going. And tell me tell me that you can be sure that you will be prepared for the next emergency, whether it's a personal medical emergency or someone in your family? Unless you're connected with a wellness company, you're not going to be prepared. Actually, we've worked out a deal with a wellness company. It's really great. If you go to thewellnesscompany.com/Hagman and use the promo code Hagman, you get 10% off. And that's a great deal. I'd pay 10% just to, I'd pay the 10% plus just to have my own medical kit. And they have different medical kits plus. Let me tell you, this is a really great site. Become a member and you have other features. Folks, check it out, thewellnesscompany.com/Hagman for 10% off. But with me right now, and I'm so excited because, I don't like to use the word hero, but one of the leaders, heroic leaders of his time, Peter Gilloli, and I'm sorry about the last name. I always mispronounce his last name every single flipping time. I'm like Joe Biden with last names.
Sound it out.
Peter, he's currently the CEO of the wellness company. And I'm telling you what, this guy is big time bright. In fact, you can follow him on Twitter at Peter. Say it with me. Say it with me, Eric the Tech.
Galooly.
Thank you. Notice I didn't say it. Seriously, I have trouble with...
Watch, I probably said it wrong.
But no, this man has an undergraduate degree in business, graduate degree in chemical engineering. He was able to affect much change working in the areas of medical devices, tech licensing, and startups. The guy is like he's an incredible man. He really is. He also minored in political and economic philosophy, so he knows the undergirding of today's events. And now he brings some of all this to his current role, and he's a family man. He's married. He's got a daughter, and I do hope he had a great Father's Day, and guides all aspects of their growing company. Again, thewellnesscompany.com/Hagman, Hagman, promo code 10% off. He inspires our people, customers, staff daily. I mean, the man is really, he knows what he's talking about. So with that, I'm not going to extol any more virtuous platitudes to him. Let's bring him on. Peter, how are you, sir?
Good. Thanks for having me, Doug. And Eric got my name perfectly.
Yeah.
Correct.
As opposed to the Doug Biden. I'll tell you what, I can slaughter some of the easiest words in the world. Well, thanks for joining me. You know, every time I think of the wellness company, I think of the COVID situation. The rollout of that, the lockdowns, the masks, all that. What the heck? How in the hell was that so mismanaged and politicized in your view? I just kind of want to start there. We can go on.
Yeah, it's a good question, Doug. And you know, I don't think it was mismanaged at all. To be frank, I think it was managed exactly how they wanted to manage it. I think Americans need to really step back and think about it. You know, the best analogy, Doug, that I would make right now is that, you know, COVID, much like 9/11, sort of set the tone and set the themes and kind of gave the government license to act in a certain way for, you know, arguably two decades after the event itself. I think COVID's pretty much the same thing, in my opinion. I think COVID unlocked a totally new avenue for the government and for Big Pharma and for these globalist organizations to exercise control and influence. And I think they will continue to use that license that the public gave them for some time. And I know there's, you know, many patriots who would really love to see trials and see people being brought to justice who, you know, enacted these COVID management policies as you described them. Personally, the skeptic, I mean, even Nuremberg, Doug, you know, people forget it happened over 15 years after Hitler died in the bunker. So it's not going to be a fast process if it even happens at all. And I think that just underscores, at least to me as an American, the need to free myself from reliance on the government because I don't trust them anymore. I can't trust them. I'm not going to put my wife and my daughter and my family's health in the hands of some bureaucrats who don't care or don't want to see them survive and prosper and live life to the fullest.
You know, you are so right, even from saying that, you know, it really wasn't mismanaged. It was managed the way they wanted to manage it. And this brings me to a couple of more questions, because people were looking for alternatives, viable alternatives with real people, real physicians, real medical professionals that knew what was going on, that were ahead of the curve. And the wellness company was created. I was so happy to be able to be one of the first to take advantage of the wellness company. Why a person of your background, stature, and such, I'll just throw this out there. Why the wellness company as opposed to other potential means, methods, and such? Why the wellness company?
For the first time, Doug, it was personal. That's the best way I can describe it. You know, when we went through COVID, I was in charge of another tech startup. We were doing electronics. We had some deals with the military. It was a very cool company doing some innovative, difficult things. But I saw what was going on with COVID. My wife was an RN. She was working in a hospital throughout. She saw on her med-surg floor the number of beds she was responsible for go from 4 to 6 to 8. She saw what was happening with the useless masking and the social distancing, the sending people home until they were so sick they needed to be put on ventilators. And then finally, you know, when the vaccine mandates came around, she just said enough's enough. And that really opened my eyes, Doug, to the serious flaws that are within the medical system. Now, you know, I've always, I think, like many Americans, known that, you know, our healthcare system has its issues, but I guess I didn't truly understand how deep those were until they were exposed during COVID. We really saw the system for what it is, which is an economic machine that, you know, translates patients and conditions into insurance billing codes and seeks to extract the most amount of value from the economics of a human rather than actually seeking to treat the underlying symptoms and make sure that people are staying as much out of the hospital as they possibly can.
Exactly. You know, I lost two friends who were denied life-saving medication. I lost three friends who were hospitalized and put on ventilators and remdesivir. And quite frankly, that pissed me off. To put it lightly. And this was early on, I should say. Okay, so this is before, this was extremely early in this stuff that was going on. And, I should say one of the friends was a ambulance drive away from contacting the wellness center. His wife said, no, we're going to take you to the hospital. And that never happened. And I spoke with her. I've been speaking with her, and she regrets that decision. But having said that, you partnered with the wellness company. I apologize on that as well. You partnered with them because of what you just explained, right? Because of what you saw, because of what you experienced, what your family experienced, your wife. Everything. That's the reason, right? It's a philosophical. It's a driver that had to drive you right into the wellness company.
Yeah, Doug. Look, without our health and wellness, what do we have? Nothing. I mean, it's something that people take for granted until it's too late. And I think the story that you just told is the same story that millions and millions of Americans also have. I mean, they were, you know, trusting in a system that ultimately they were, you know, betrayed by and lied to and stabbed in the back in many cases because they kind of outsourced their health and wellness to to the government or a hospital system or a pharmaceutical company that they thought had their back. And then when they needed them most, they did not. So, yeah, to me, it's personal, right? Because, you know, we live in a society that has a lot of problems now. And, you know, America is not the healthiest place in the world. Let's be honest about it. And that is a problem completely of our own doing. And I want to, in whatever way I can, to help undo that. I mean, you mentioned, you know, for instance, having the medical emergency kits. 5 years ago, Doug, I never would have thought that that's something people even needed to think about or have on hand. But I was like, oh, we get sick, you just go to urgent care. No big deal.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out it's a very big deal because you're not going to get great care. It's going to probably cost you an arm and a leg if you can even get through the line of illegal immigrants that are probably packing the ERs nowadays.
Oh.
And why not have these medications on hand? To me, it seems like a God-given right that we should have access to cheap and affordable medication. Because, look, we saw during COVID, the things that work, hydroxychloroquine, the ivermectin, like that's plentiful and it works really well. But it's not the most profitable. And that really guided a lot of the decision-making that happened during those days.
In the Rockefeller medical system, exactly. You're exactly right. Early this morning, when I was doing preparation for today's show, I saw on Breitbart, the bird flu is it's nasty, it's common, and it's got a high mortality rate. Your thoughts on the bird flu, if you have any focus on that, is it something we should be concerned about? And if so, the wellness company has the answers for that too as well. Am I correct?
Yeah, we're extremely proactive on this stuff, Doug. And I saw that same Breitbart article that I think you just referenced with the former CDC director, Dr. Redfield, saying that it's not just if, it's when the bird flu. And personally, I take warnings like that extremely seriously. I mean, we saw 6 months ago back in Davos, the World Economic Forum, talking about the mysterious disease X. Well, to me, medical crises are always going to happen, right? If it's not bird flu, it's swine flu, it's monkeypox, it's whatever. I mean, we've lived through a ton of these, Doug. And I think it just makes sense now after seeing what happens and seeing that the government has really understood that these events can be extremely profitable and they can easily take away our freedoms with lockdowns and all these other things that are happening. I think it just makes the most sense that we all just need to be prepared. Like this fear mongering that you're showing right here, like that's going to cause people to panic. But in reality, just get the common meds on hand. Dr. Peter McCullough has been watching this for months. Back in April, so over 2 months ago, we opted to add Tamiflu, which is effective against influenza type A, which bird flu is influenza type A. We opted to add that to our contagion emergency kit, which is geared specifically against defense for respiratory viruses, COVID, bird flu, influenza. There it is right there. So like we really, really want Americans to have these medications in their medicine cabinets right next to their Tylenol, right next to their aspirin, because you need to be able to intervene quickly. And that's really the key to staying healthy that I think a lot of the hospital systems miss and a lot of Americans miss nowadays is that the second you feel like you're getting sick, you need to practice early intervention. That is the best way to stay out of the hospital, to stay well. You don't want to wait until you've been lying in bed for a week with 104 degree fever before you decide to seek help. You need to attack the problem as soon as it starts.
Man, I'll tell you what, you couldn't be more accurate. Folks, I am speaking with Peter Galluli. Did I do that okay?
Galluli? Perfect.
Oh, all right. I can't claim a Bidenism there. Follow him at Peter Galluli on Twitter. In fact, the link to the wellness company as well as his own Twitter feed. Again, this is the head guy, the CEO of the wellness company. We have, and I'm so proud to be able to speak with him, and I'm so proud he carved out some of his time to be with us. His Twitter feed is amazing, by the way, or X or whatever you want to call it. So, folks, make sure you follow him because he knows what he's talking about. Now, since you mentioned the contagion kit, I know this. After the show is over, my wife and I are going to be ordering those contagion kits for us. What's the process? I mean, if you don't mind, and I know this is not your job, but walk me through the process with the wellness company so everyone knows, because I want everyone to, folks, we can't afford to lose listeners. I mean, we just can't, and viewers, we can't do that. So if you don't mind, what do we do? How do we do this?
It's a great question. And I think it's really important to understand is that these are prescription medications. We're not those kind of shady websites that you see that promise to ship you something from India or say for animal use only or any of that crap. You don't want any of that in your body. I mean, I would not risk it personally. So what we did, Doug, is we established a 50-state telemedicine practice. So we have about 30 doctors that service our practice that allow us to write prescriptions in every state in the United States. And that's a big, big thing that most companies do not have. And it took us a long time and a lot of investment to build that out. But what that allows us to do is that after you go and purchase one of these kits, you then proceed to fill out this short 5-minute kind of clinical intake, the ordinary stuff that you would expect to fill out at a doctor's office, you know, height, weight, allergies, any medical conditions, surgeries. It's very brief. It's 100% secure. Your data is your own. It goes into a HIPAA-compliant system that allows us then to write a script. We have a private pharmacy here in Miami that does all of the fulfillment and guarantees our supply of the restricted medications like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and Tamiflu, the ones that are very hard to get. And that's why we're able to fulfill so many kits so rapidly to people around the country. And it's really something that that you can't find anywhere else.
You know, I was impressed by the ease when I purchased the medical emergency kit. And as you see on your screen, getting your emergency kit is as simple as 1, 2, 3. And that applies for all of your various kits, right? Whether it be the contagion or the other one, you do have more than one still, correct?
Yeah, we actually have four. Okay. So we have the medical emergency kit, which has, you know, kind of your critical antibiotics. It's blue. It also has ivermectin and antiparasitics. The contagion kit, which I mentioned. And Then we have a kit that's geared specifically for travel. So things like to help with food poisoning, motion sickness, topical infections are in the travel kit. And then we have a first aid kit that has an optional EpiPen that deals with kind of emergency crises like, you know, allergic reactions and other sorts of kind of first aid scenarios. But they all are prescription only. And that's really our bread and butter, is being able to provide Americans with these prescription only things that you're never going to be able to get over the counter in a store like Walmart. So we really have cut our teeth there, and we've just got a tremendous feedback on all of these products.
Fantastic. Now, you also have folks, the wellness company. Okay, this is my go-to, and I'm asking a lot of questions that I guess I kind of already know the answers to, because I've been through the process. The process is seamless, and I've got to say, I'm very impressed by the responsiveness of the wellness company, the thoroughness, they're very reputable. I cannot speak highly enough about them. Okay. I mean, I'm telling you, what about the membership platforms? And again, I really want people to take advantage of the entirety of the wellness company, because I think what you folks are doing is really the future of medicine. What about the memberships?
Yeah, so I think to maybe start on memberships, it's important to understand that you don't need to be a member of the wellness company to enjoy everything that we have to offer. Membership merely allows you to save 15% at a baseline of all of our list prices, because a lot of people come to us every single month for their supply of supplements or to just talk to a doctor for some sort of acute care scenario, and they want to have, you know, the assurance that they're getting one of the best prices possible. But I think, Doug, it's important to kind of step back and understand where we're going, right? So Company has just turned 2 years old, right? So we're still a baby in the grand scheme of things, but we have very big plans to really be a full-service alternative company for healthcare, right? We don't want Americans to have to rely on the kind of mainstream healthcare medical complex any more than they absolutely have to. And we want to be providing the services that they need along the way. So what does that mean? So in addition to what we're offering today in terms of telemedicine services and supplements, we're also going to be offering a prescription plan that for one low cost a month will give you access to over 600 prescription medications. And then secondly, we're developing our own health sharing program that will be a full stop alternative to insurance. So hopefully by the time open enrollment starts this fall, we'll have that option up and launched for you. We think we're going to save people on average 25% versus their current insurance premiums and offer them a better experience. And that's really what it's all about, is helping people have the alternatives that they need in order to use everything that they should from a healthcare perspective to the fullest extent. We don't want to just look at the world from a purely prescription only or a purely naturopathic only. We want to kind of synthesize all these different types of medication and all these different lifestyle coaching aspects that really help people develop their best and most healthy selves. And that's how we're going to win.
You know, I love your future outlook, or outlook about the future. I'm right there with you. And I think our health, especially heading into the elections this year, that's a concern of mine, because certainly things could happen that, you know, the powers, they could say, you know, we're going to do this or that, more of the same that we saw in 2020 because of alleged COVID situations. So folks, your health leading into the 2024 elections, is so important. And I think your take on everything, sir, is 100% dead nuts accurate. Okay, so I really believe that. What have I missed in our conversation here? Because I know your time is limited and I don't want to keep you longer than you have. What have I missed, or what would you like to add to what we've discussed already?
Yeah, well, I think one thing, Doug, that we can kind of maybe close on is, and a lot of the other kind of satellite topics that we see around healthcare in the United States nowadays, and there's a ton of them. I think COVID, if you want to look at it from like what was the silver lining standpoint, it's the fact that we now know what team everybody's on. And we've also seen some light shine about some kind of darker truths about medicine that, you know, maybe 10 years ago were kind of considered conspiracies, right? You know, take the vaccine schedule overall, for example. You know, I don't know if you know this, Doug, but there are 72 shots on the childhood vaccine schedule before the age of 3. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, I do know that. And I'm glad you brought that up, because my grandson, we were, because of that knowledge, my grandson did not receive 72 shots. I'm telling you. So, yes, go ahead.
No, it's crazy. And I mean, that's up from about 5 post-World War II.
Right.
And it's no surprise, Doug, that we've seen these meteoric increases of SIDS, you know, sudden infant death syndrome, ADHD, autism, nut allergies. All of these things are strongly correlated and have some scientific data that supports that they are vaccine driven. I mean, we're poisoning ourselves. And I think it's time that Americans kind of woke up and did not take the orthodox lines for granted and start kind of questioning and really digging to the science behind what we're told from a healthcare standpoint. We've been lied to about a lot of topics before. I mean, look at the, you know, the food pyramid, for instance, right? I mean, the list goes on and on. And I think it's time that we really look critically at everything that we're being told from a scientific standpoint and make decisions for ourselves. You know, we joke at the Wellness Company, we're, you know, we're not anti-vax, we're just pro-science. And you know, Dr. Peter McCullough, he goes through extensive scientific reviews for things like the vaccine schedule, for topics like the true benefits for gender transitioning. And I'll spoiler alert, there are none to be seen. And I really think that if we step back and look critically at what the mainstream media is telling us, we can reach much, much different conclusions about what we should be doing for our health and wellness. And the wellness company exists to help share those conclusions, to help inform and educate consumers on the true science behind things so that they can make the best decisions for themselves. And that's really what we want to instill in our audience and our newsletters.
Fantastic. I'm going to say this. The wellness company, I truly believe, sir, is the gold standard for medical care. And the folks listening and watching this broadcast, please do me a favor. As soon as this is over, become a member or visit thewellnesscompany.com/Hagman and order your specific kit or kits as needed. Well, as needed for preparation as well. That's what they're there for. Become a member if you so desire, but take advantage of this now, please, because we need everyone healthy, upright, and operable going into, well, for the rest of this year and for as long as you want to be healthy. There you go. Folks, thewellnesscompany.com/Hagman, promo code Hagman. Sir, I so appreciate you, what you do. Would you be willing to come back and just talk about different things as well in the future? Because I just love talking to you.
Yeah, absolutely, Doug. I mean, we have a big debate coming up in a week here with Trump and Biden. That should be an exciting one to recap. I'm going to be interested in what drug cocktail they put Biden on to stand him up on stage for that one. But I would be happy to come back anytime.
Man, did you see him? I'm going to play this later. Did you see him at the whatever that fundraiser was? They're getting dragged off by Obama?
Yeah, they're just leading him away.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh, I mean, but yet everything is fine, right? Everything is, he's caught, I mean, yeah.
No reason to panic.
No, of course not. You know, he's got his finger on the nuclear button. Oh, my gosh. Peter Gillily, thank you so very much. I appreciate your time. The Wellness Company, again, the gold standard in medicine, I believe. And a little secret. My own doctor agrees, and that's something that I spoke with him about on a previous. When I go see him, he doesn't even check me out. We just talk politics and talk things, and he's aware of the wellness company. He said, "Man, that's the way to go." Seriously, he did say that. Of course, he's getting ready to retire. So, but thank you so very much. I appreciate you. I appreciate the wellness.
Thanks, Doug.
God bless you.
Thank you
friend.
So much.
All right.
You too.
Folks, I can't talk highly enough about that. The preparation that we all need, because you know what? I'm going to show you some stuff. Things are coming. Things are incoming. What happens if the supply breaks? The supply chain breaks? It's too late then, right? You're going to drive down to, well, you can, I suppose. But what happens if you, I'm going to tell you, and I'm serious about this, Eric the Tech knows, when I was in West Palm, I the doctor said, you need this antibiotic right now. And I had it. I had it with me. In 12 hours, I was pretty much back to normal. Oh, man. With thewellnesscompany.com/Hagman, promo code Hagman. The link will be in the program description box. All right. You might want to change that. But there you go. Eric the Tech, what do you think? Huh? I know you're prepared. All right. So one thing I'd like to point out first is the awakening that's happening. This is a good awakening. I don't know how many people saw Dan Bongino last week talk about his experience with his mother passing away. Raise your hands if you did. Seriously, his mom passed away and then he felt like somebody grabbed him. And it was interesting to watch him in real time, which I did, talk about that experience and talk about his mom, or talking about, or he was saying, look, there's a spiritual element to everything that's happening out there. Folks, I'm telling you, there's an awakening taking place, an awakening to the spiritual. As a matter of fact, they just found, and this is not in the show prep, not in the show notes, this conversation, they just found a piece of paper of the youth of Jesus Christ. Did you happen to see that? I probably should have put it in the show prep, but this is not in the canonical Bible, but it's writings, I believe, of Thomas. I could be wrong, because I saw it early this morning. And I was going to put it in the show notes, but I couldn't find the actual report. And where I was looking, I'm sure it's out there now. But they found the early life of Jesus as a youth. I'm telling you, that plays into the awakening that is taking place right now. The Bible is real. It's a historical book, which is why the left, which is why the communist left, wants the Bible to be eliminated. And if you say, well, no, they don't want that. Yes, they do want that. We're seeing that in various circumstances. They've wanted to outlaw to outlaw the Bible and prayer for the last, 80 years or 70 years. So people are waking up to the spiritual war that is manifesting here on earth, that's connected to the war in heaven. And to give you further evidence of this awakening, let's go to video one in the show notes. This is Jack Posobiec. It's a minute long, minute and 15 long, talking about this very subject. And think about how far we've gone in the just simply, well, in the last, oh, I don't know, since Reagan, since Obama. Think about the last 10, 20 years, 30 years, how the pendulum is swinging now to recognizing the spiritual. And if you have a demonic force, then you've got the God of heaven, the creator of all things, and people, especially influencers, are beginning to talk about this. If you don't mind, Eric Deck, play clip one.
The reason this movement will win and the reason this movement is ascendant is because we understand this is a spiritual warfare that we are currently in. Amen. An animating contest that takes place on a spiritual level with God on our side. And we are not afraid to say the important things, to do the hard things, and to come out and say with a full-throated voice that Christ is King, and that we will come out and we will go to battle. And when we see the car of progressivism playing chicken with us and driving straight at us, we will not swerve. We will never swerve. This posse will never swerve, because we know it's next man up. And we know those progressives, if they want to come for us, we are going to come back for them 10 times harder. This is the very building. This is the TCF Center, Detroit, Michigan, former TCF Center, where the steal happened, where the ballots were counted in 2020. We've returned to the scene of the crime to begin to undo the illegitimate regime of the Biden regime, and restore justice to this nation, and to begin the restoration, not just of our republic, but as Trump calls it, our magnificent republic.
Think about that. And think about if the 2020 theft, the election theft, would not have happened. And think about the majesty of God's hand in events. No, I'm not. I'm not going all minister preacher on people. I'm anything but that. Would we be talking in this? Would Jack Posobiec, who I love the guy, I love his wife. I mean, you know what I mean, right? His family. He's got a beautiful family. He's got a beautiful wife. We've had Eric the Tech and I had the opportunity. I think you were there. We had dinner with him.
Yes.
My memory's like Biden-esque. Would we be talking like this had 2020 been different? And if so, and I'm tossing this out for your intellectual debate or intellectual consideration, would we be talking in this fashion about good versus evil if everything would have just gone the way it should have gone? I don't think so. I just don't think so. Because people are waking up, and sadly, on the left, and I could play you MSNBC clip or MSDNC, whatever you want to call it, cut after cut after cut of them saying, well, Biden is the best he's ever been, and he's just fantastic. Grabian, by the way, published something, and I won't play it because there's a continual audio stamp across. It's irritating. But the MSNBC crew and even the CNNs and others, they're saying there's nothing wrong. They're saying that our eyes deceive us, or we are intentionally deceiving others when we say Biden's not there. Biden's got problems. Oh, come on, folks. You know, Orwell, the quote in Orwell about, you know, our eyes, them telling us that what we're seeing does not exist, that's pure Orwellian, very much. I wish I'd take a look at this. I mentioned this with Peter when he was on. I mentioned this clip in case you haven't seen it, which I doubt. I don't know who hasn't seen this. The Biden, let me be clear on this, because I think there is a 0% chance. Am I allowed to do that? Is that allowed?
Ooh.
Wait a second. Hey, Mediaite or Right Wing Watch. Put her there. Or there. Sorry about that.
Beep.
No, I'm not. You can't tell me this guy's all there. But let's show clip two. And if you count, it'll be 8 seconds, just to be very specific, where Biden is frozen in time, space, and in his memory. Okay. Frozen. 8 seconds. Yeah, I timed it twice. But watch this. Did you see this, Eric the Tech?
I think it was more like 8.21 seconds.
No, I didn't have I just used my watch. I still wear a watch. People look at me like, why? Anyway, watch this. Cut to. Jimmy Kimmel's on the left. Biden's on the right. Come on, old man. Come on. You had enough. This way, guy. This way. Gotta make the turn. There was that Alzheimer's shuffle, the dementia shuffle. Yep, there it is. Making that turn. Yeah. I don't know if you heard me over the music and such, because you can't really talk and have it play at the same time. But tell me the guys all there. And you know, these morons on social media who, newsflash, in the event you don't know, they get paid to post things, as well as, if you don't know the back or the inside baseball stuff with respect to alternative media, there are shows that get paid to say that didn't happen. That didn't happen that way. Does that surprise you? And look, I've been approached for the other reason. I won't do that. I'm not going to sell my soul out for anybody.
You don't want to be Jimmy Kimmel?
Jimmy Kimmel on the right? No. I wouldn't even want to... I wouldn't want to stand close enough to any of those people to be able to smell them. Okay. I don't know.
Since when did late night shows turn political?
Well, post Johnny Carson. You know, that's the thing too, folks. And the people my age or younger or a little bit older, whatever. If you're still alive, sucking air. I feel like I'm 100, but no, I don't. But here's the thing, you know, comedy, late night comedy used to be a little bit more, a lot more classy and a lot more apolitical. If there was a political jab, it wouldn't be as funny. It would be funny. Yes. I mean, Johnny Carson was a master of that. Post Johnny Carson. And I'm telling you, look, I get that whole, well, late night. I understand all of that. I understand the arguments on both sides. But what I'm saying is there's the degradation of late night comedy and the individuals who have sold their souls over to the dark side. It's incredible. Is there any way you can find the clip of Biden and the... I might have bookmarked it in my bookmarks on X or Twitter.
At the celebration?
At the G7. No, at the G7. Where he... Did you see the parachute one? Oh, man. Okay.
But Kimmel, like...
Yeah?
Just look at his friend circle. Howard Stern. Dude's off the freaking rails.
Yep.
Like, his whole circle's like that.
And you know, to bring it into the daytime arena, Michael Yon, who many of you know, look, I'm friends with Michael Yon, and I respect him a lot. Of course, you know, former Army Ranger, and he's a battle correspondent. I mean, number one battle correspondent journalist, and the man who knows the southern border of the U.S. inside and out. You know, the daytime or alternative media part of this, he mentions, and he's saying, look, Joe Rogan, really? Okay, now, people like Joe Rogan. I get it. Rogan is, for many, cutting edge, and he's got a huge audience. But when did we go from having a respectable platform, a respectable individual... respectable individuals, plural, and Eric Deck, you might disagree with me on this, but I agree with Michael Yon, who would turn down in a second going on Joe Rogan, because he's not going to be sitting across from a guy who's on air smoking dope or drinking. What does that say about that person? And you might say, well, that goes against your messenger message thing. But, you know, I don't think so. Because can you trust the message from a man who's under the influence? And I've seen my share when I was in the investigative world of people who were just stupid in terms of, you know, trying to act sober when they weren't.
I've got the parachute video.
All right. I want you to take a look at this. And you tell... How long is the one you have?
It's a minute. It's the full one. It's
so well, okay. Well, the full one's actually 220, but because this was posted, and there's another one longer, twice as long, 220. We don't have to go to the 220, but this was posted, and I think Sisson, S-I-S-S-O-N, on Twitter, that little dweeb, that piece of garbage, in my particular opinion, that youngster who gets paid, I suspect he gets paid for posting anti-Biden stuff. Or, hey, but this was completely normal, and there's an excuse for this, as he did with the messaging on...
We could be rich.
Yeah. If you want to be rich in that fashion, by that way, right? No. But watch this. You've probably seen it, but if you haven't seen it, pay attention. And if you have seen it, send it to somebody, whether it's this show or just the clip itself. It'll be in the program notes. Send it to someone who believes that Biden's going to be on the ticket, who believes that he's all there, who believes that we are perfectly safe. This will be cut, whatever. Here it is. Just parachuted in front of the G7 people. There goes Joe. I'm going to go over here. Somebody say ice cream. So there's Giorgio Meloni from Italy grabbing him and pulling him back. Now watch this. Here comes Dark Brandon. He's going to wear his... Okay, got the aviators. Dark Brandon just saying to him, you see, watch his hands. Okay, that was a minute cut of a longer, much longer video. And Henry or Harry Sisson, whatever. Oh, that was taken out of context. Well, the 220 shows it wasn't. The 220 clip shows it wasn't. And folks, I'm telling you, here's what I think is going to happen. It'll either be an open convention, or he's going to resign for health reasons, whatever. You're going to have either Newsom or, I still think, Michelle Obama. Given Barack's presence at this fundraiser and the fact that these people are so friggin' desperate because they know that we know. But they're acting like we don't know. They're acting like, well, this is all normal. None of this crap's normal. None of it's normal. If you go back in history, read about Wilson when he suffered that stroke and Edith running the country. Or somebody mentioned, I think it was on MSNBC or someplace, about FDR. He didn't walk too well either. Well, FDR sold out the U.S. to the communists. If you don't believe, oh my gosh, if you don't believe me, pick up a book by Diana West or M. Stanton Evans and or John Stormer. Boy, that's a name out of the past. But pick and read what happened. Hell, under FDR, Warren, Ohio, we Lenin Steel Works. Did you know that? Warren, Ohio. Anyway, I just did a Biden. Anyway, there we go. Weekend at Biden's. You got to love that picture. Because all those people there, they know. They know how bad it is. And they're trying to convince you everything is normal. Nothing is normal, especially because I said at the beginning, this is a spiritual war. to kind of put a capstone on this, cut three. This is over this weekend, Anna Paulina Luna. I always want to cut the name off there with three names, Anna Paulina Luna. Talking about some hearsay in the back rooms of D.C., talking about what? Talking about Biden's not going to be the nominee, like we've been saying. Here's an interview. This is cut three, a minute 54. Listen to what she says.
Today, she joins me now. So he did not praise Hannibal Lecter.
No, much to this, to CNN's despair, he did not. But he did joke about the fact that they were going to report fake news. And ironically enough, of course, Jesse, many of us were there. They didn't want to talk about the fact that he has a plan in dealing with Ukraine, in dealing with our foreign policy debacles that this administration has caused. But it was all net positive, and we're very excited about the polling numbers that we're hearing for November.
What were the policies that he was discussing today behind closed doors with you guys?
I think the number one issue that he has is especially a concern for what's happening right now with Russia. Obviously, there's the media really silencing what's happening with Russia warships off the coast of Cuba and also Florida. But I think more importantly, too, he made it sure that the American people would know that what's currently happening in Ukraine and Israel would have never happened under him. And he does have a plan and solution in moving forward. And I also want to point out that he understands that world leaders respect him. And right now, with currently what's coming out of the White House, that, you know, a lot of people realize that Joe Biden's likely not going to be the nominee, which is from what we're hearing on Capitol Hill, Jesse, you know, Representative Kiley had reported that Kamala Harris actually eyeing a run for California governor because of it.
Right. That's the backup plan. So you are hearing also in D.C. that Joe Biden isn't going to be the Democrat nominee?
Correct. It appears that our colleagues are trying to put guardrails on a 2024 presidential election with President Trump. And also what you're seeing is, according to our polling, you know, Jesse, as well as I do, that they've been trying to really paint Republicans as anti-woman. And they're trying to push an abortion crisis right now with the election. And I don't think that that's the case. A lot of the American people know that really this is a state rights decision. And so I think that they know that they're losing. It's very evident at this point.
All right, Congress.
There it is. What do you think? I personally think, Eric the Tech, we have to, did we already bet on this? We have a bet on this or not about the nominee for 2024 on the left?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, folks.
Who we picked. If you wrote it down.
Yeah, exactly. If you can comment in the comment section of Rumble, reminding us of that bet. I think I said, I'm not even sure what the bet was about. If it was, I know it was about the nominee, but I can't remember if it was, he wasn't going to be the nominee was, or if somebody else was, I don't remember the nature of the bet.
I forget.
Yeah, exactly. I do too. Folks, comment at Rumble, our channel Rumble. And while you're there, please subscribe. You know, we've gone a long way from 250,000 subscribers to whatever. Okay. But hey, I ran into somebody this weekend who said, "Well, you saw on the air. I thought you were taking off." I said, "Well, what made you think that?" "Well, you're not on YouTube anymore." And I said, "You shouldn't be either." But anyway, again, another Biden, you know, anyway. Folks,
maybe you're before you go yep. there. Yeah. Maybe your pick has changed.
No, you know, I'm still with Joel Gilbert on this, and Jack Cashel to a lesser extent, but Joel 100%. Jack Cashel, by the way, has been hitting it out of the park with some of the articles.
I think the bet was for VP, Trump's VP.
Okay. Oh, speaking of that, folks, okay, do you know about J.D. Vance, like, being in the top contender? If he picks J.D. Vance, he's going to get pantsed. All right? Not pantsed, but pantsed.
Who do you think he's going to pick?
I don't know. And I mean that. I don't know.
Just guess.
I've asked certain people. I'm not going to name drop Jack Posobiec, but I'm not going to name drop. I guess.
I'll name drop.
Go,
Don Jr.
As a source or the VP?
VP.
I don't know. Folks, what do you think?
Go ahead, take out the big one.
Oh, there's that. I don't know. How would the average American, and sorry for using that phrase, but how would they look upon that? More like a dynasty kind of thing, a monarchy, something that wouldn't be right. The left would have a field day with that. But how do you think the average person like me?
I think no matter who Trump picks, it only helps him a little bit.
I agree. I don't think the vice president.
Unless he picks Pence, then he's.
God, jeez. Go ahead. Go ahead.
He's done.
Can you imagine? Look, it would be in my book of no-goes, Pence, Nikki Haley. No.
They're in the black book.
Yeah. No, can't do that. Oh, my goodness. You know, yesterday, I was telling you about yesterday morning. It was actually really a nice day yesterday here up in Erie, Pennsylvania, Keystone State, you know. And I had my dog with me, and I've got to say this. She was like really panting. And some of us from the Cushing's, but it was warm. And I pamper her like you can't believe, okay? So don't send me any comments or emails saying, well, you shouldn't have her out in the heat. She loves it. She loves to be outside. She loves to be laying and rolling in the grass. She loves that. But she was hot. So what I did was this. I brought out, have you seen this, folks? Go to easysummercool.com. I brought this out, and I brought this back in. I brought this back in because to show you. I used this yesterday. I put this on the floor of my, where I was sitting with a lady. And I pointed it in her direction. And I know it was a very open space, but the temperature went down around her. And she loved it. She was like basking in this. But it also cooled me down a little bit too. And when you look at the weather and the strange stuff going on with the weather and the hottest temperatures ever recorded, you know, if the power goes out, think about this. If the power goes out, when you have a heat wave, you're really, you could be looking at a life-threatening situation. Early on, we had the head of the wellness company, the CEO, on. And, you know, it's important to be prepared. Dozens are already reported dead from the sweltering heat in parts of the globe. It's not common because people don't, I mean, it's not, I'm not saying climate change. I'm just saying, you know, it gets hot sometimes, right? And if your power goes out, you're screwed, man. You can open a window, but, you know, whatever. But I'm preparing for the heat, and I'm actually pampering my dog and pampering myself with the help of that little amazing device. And I love the security and peace of mind it brings to me because I know even if the power goes out, even in problems, I'm able to help keep my home, my office, and even my secret spot on the Hagman compound with Lady the studio dog. Cool. Ice cold, without traditional electricity. It's a potential lifesaver. If a blackout occurs during one of those deadly heat waves, simply place it next to you and enjoy up to 25 hours of freezing cold air from nearby or from nearly anywhere. It's a perfect gift. And you know what? Even now, for Father's Day, if you didn't get one for your dad for Father's Day, get it now. Get it now. Make yourself as happy and as cool as I am this summer by going to easysummercool.com. That's easysummercool.com. Simply click on the link in the description box for up to 60% off today with a 60-day risk-free guarantee and fast U.S. shipping. It's ultra portable. It's easy to use and get cool air from wherever, whenever you want. And it's got a really long-lasting battery. In fact, I used it, I think, for like three hours. And the battery on this shows, I think, 75% roughly. That's easysummercool.com. All right. Now, I mentioned the farmland situation. This is something that's really kind of flying under the radar. And within this next video, I want you to pay attention to this because it's got a graph, or it's got a graphic in there. And folks, you can pause the video and screen capture the graphic, or you can go to the source of the Daily Mail, I believe. I think that's the source. It's written on there. But take a look at the image, this graphic of who's buying what land where. This is a national security issue. Combine that with the border situation, and what do you have? You've got a threat to national security. Take a look at this video. This is cut for Dave Bratt with Steve Bannon on this. Take a look at this.
The 30,000 foot level show you what's going on with this great farm invasion of America. If Denver wants to put up the first chart, this one, foreign developers, okay, including
pause that for a second,
Chinese.
Don't mind. Keep that up there. All right, folks, now is the time to go ahead and take a screenshot of that. Take a look at the red, the yellow. Well, those two especially. That's Iran for red, China for yellow. And look at the placement. This is farmland. This is a great farm invasion of America. Go ahead and continue.
These Russian, Iranian, and Venezuelans now own at least 40 million acres of U.S. land near military bases from coast to coast. Period. Next sentence, government admits it does not know full extent of land grab. This is America first territory right here. Free markets are not going to work right here, right? You can't have free markets and let the Chinese come in and buy land on your military bases, right? So this is why, you know, quoting our brother Peter Navarro, getting the structure of the economy right matters. The next chart, Denver, is the same thing, just shows you a blowout of the states, right? So Oregon, you know, think Silicon Valley up there. The Chinese foreign entities are buying our land. Texas down on the border. China has an elaborate intelligence complex already, right? Building up from in Mexico, they're building a trail of highways and drug corridors that are incredible. Right. We'll get into that at a later date.
Thank you. This is another graphic. I'm sorry. It's another graphic that you can screen capture this. Look at the number of acres. Look at the states. And consider what is happening between this nation states purchasing our resources or the land that makes our food. And listen to what Dave Bratt's going to say about the water. This is absolutely incredible. About the water. Go ahead and continue.
I was just looking at the graphic.
Yeah.
Virginia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
540,000 acres.
Right. Folks, can you, and Eric, I mean, is there any rational explanation why this is happening? I mean, I'm sure there is, and it's not in our favor. Man, absolutely incredible. Go ahead.
Next chart, Denver. Here's what America used to look like. And we got to get our heads on straight and get back to this a little bit. Right. As a free market economist, right, I get there's efficiencies to getting bigger in agriculture. OK, that's fine to a point. But now we have a competition. There's a scarcity of land and water. That's the next story we're going to get to. There's a scarcity of land and water. So as a country, we should be in control of these valuable assets. So over the long term, what's happened? Well, we used to have about 7 million farms right in the middle of that chart, that blue line up at the top. And then the American farmer got crushed by big business. Okay, if there's some efficiencies in there, it's okay. But if it's China, it's not okay. And then the average farm size, that green line, went up over time. And so that sets up the story today in The Hill. The Hill, a global network of powerful elites fueled in part by Wall Street, is buying up land and water around the world. When countries like China import food, the writers note they're often buying land as a proxy for water because China doesn't have enough water. So they're having to import food, even though it's a complex story, right? China wants to be independent of us. They don't want to do that. But now let's just get down to the brass tacks, right, and give some examples, right? So 2015, Halverson breaks a story of Saudi-owned Saudi Arabia in the news yesterday. Saudi-owned alfalfa farms were sucking the groundwater from Arizona to grow their cattle. They sucked all the water out of the land. There's no more water for the farms or for the cattle. Ironically, a La Paz supervisor goes to bat for the American people, for her her workers, and finds out that the Arizona retirement system, her own pension fund, is invested in the project that is draining the water beneath their county. And so rather than fighting to protect the U.S. land and food from other multinational corporations, here's the bottom line. The governments at the county level, state level, U.S. level in the United States are working for the corporations. Right. And so this is the new upshot. The American citizen doesn't have a chance of competing at that level. And of course, this scales up. Right. The this farmland issue scales up to China and Russia. Russia is going to be a new powerhouse. Right. Food in this article in The Hill today turns out to be the new oil. Right. So they're arguing there are going to be global geopolitical wars over land. And it's going to be powerful, as Mearsheimer would suggest. Whoever has the guns is going to get the land. So it's going to be Russia. They're abundant in land. China, they're working on it. The U.S. is abundant. And so what should our policy be? The United States should shut down immediately. The burden ought to be on China and Argentina and Russia. If you want our land, you need to go through a million steps before we're letting you near our land or near our military bases with absolute certainty. This article also shows in 14, right, the Ukraine war, Ukraine, the breadbasket, right? So very important strategic source of land, and Russia is very nervous about that war.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep. But hold on. I want to get back to first principles. There should be no foreign ownership, CCP or not. There should be no, we don't need Arabs. We don't need the Persians. Right. We don't need the Europeans. Yep. I don't care what your race is. I don't care what your religion is. Yep. If you're not United States of America, you don't own the sacred sword of the United States of America. Am I incorrect on that?
No, especially if you're going to make policy right now. I mean, are you going to continue this policy and put our national security and our foodstuffs for the next generation at risk?
That's the question. Who is selling out? Who is selling out? You know, you heard me mention books by, or you heard me mention Diana West. You heard me mention M. Stanton Evans and Jack Caschell. When you look at the last, well, when you look at everything that's happened post-World War II, and folks, this is why the left wants to destroy our history, whether it be the history from the Revolution or the history from the Confederacy, the Civil War, and the Confederacy. to the development of the United Nations, to Spygate, or the Russian, so-called Russian dossier. It should be the Clinton, not the Steele, but the Clinton dossier. When you look at all of these events, it all ties back to a core group of what Diana West refers to sometimes as fellow travelers within the government structure. It's so important to know history. I spent a good deal of my time yesterday in solitude with studying the communist infiltration of our government from World War II onward. And I've got to say, the eye-opening events, and especially with the recent, and by recent, am I talking, I guess around 2000, with the publication of the Venona Papers? Do you know about those? It really drives home the fact that our government is, and these are my words, not anyone else's, is a captured operation, captured from within. You know, Khrushchev said, we won't have to use nukes or weapons or invasion, the traditional invasion, to capture America. It'll happen from within. And that's exactly what's happening right now. If you go back to I got into somewhat of a debate on X with somebody about our handing China under Chiang Kai-shek into communist hands. Well, we did that. I'm talking about the system within the system that is America. I'm talking about the very people, or the same types of people, different, perhaps different names, but the same allegiances today, responsible for the attacks on President Trump, responsible for really all of our ills, responsible for the farmland being purchased. These are the same people who infiltrated our government and our government systems during World War II and post-World War II. This brings me to the invasion. I'm going to tie all of this up. The invasion of America. You know, people often will select one or two people and say, okay, this is, you know, Biden, you've got blood in your hands because this individual, this woman, this girl, this boy, whatever, was murdered by an illegal in this country. Soon there will be too many to name in one program. I want you to think about this, especially in the wake of Father's Day. If you're a father out there, and if you've experienced loss, you can look at your table and see empty seats. It changes you. Deep down into your soul, it changes you. You know how I know. But think about being able to trace the death of your son or your daughter to an illegal. I spent time in Washington with the Angel Moms and another group where they lost children to illegals. My heart broke for those people, for the moms. There were interviews that I did. I couldn't even air because the emotion was raw. Folks, we haven't even begun to see the damage being caused by the people who are allowing this to happen. Alejandro Ali Mayorkas, that impeached Cuban cue ball piece of crap. Fuck you. Yeah, I just said that to the head of the DHS. I want you to watch this. This is cut five. Mayorkas, Biden, and everyone within our government behind this. This is on you. This is on you. Cut five. Radio listeners, that's the tombstone of Rachel Marin.
Came out so pretty.
The headstone. Look at how beautiful that she was. Murdered by an illegal. But what's the context of that, you might ask? Sisson? What's the context? Sisson might ask. I'll show you the context. Cut six. Sorry. When you're ready. This is cut six in the show notes.
Rachel was not his first victim. And it's my understanding that this suspect, this monster, fled to the United States illegally after committing the brutal murder of a young woman in El Salvador a month early in January of 2023. Once in our country, and likely emboldened by his anonymity, he brutally attacked a 9-year-old girl and her mother during a home invasion in March of 2023 in Los Angeles. And as everyone, I believe, is aware, that was our first DNA match linking Rachel's case to the Los Angeles case. It has been a fear of mine that once we identified this suspect, the result would be exactly this. And I want to now direct these comments to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and to every member in both chambers of Congress. We are 1800 miles away here in Harford County. We are 1800 miles away from the southern border, and the American citizens are not safe because of failed immigration policies. This is the second time in just 2 years that an innocent Harford County woman has lost her life to a criminal in our country illegally. Let me repeat that. 1,800 miles from the southern border, and this is the second woman in our county to be killed by an illegal alien. Suspects, in both cases, they are suspects from El Salvador with ties to criminal gangs. Should not be happening. Victor Hernandez did not come here to make a better life for himself or for his family. He came here to escape the crime he committed in El Salvador. He came here and murdered Rachel. And God willing, no one else. But that should have never been allowed to happen.
Hard to listen to, isn't it? That sheriff is right. 1,800 miles from the border. Folks, if it hasn't happened to you, God bless. If it hasn't happened to someone you know, again, God bless. But it's going to happen more and more and more. You can take the social media and see what's going on. But really, you're going to see it, and I said all of that too, in addition to the heartbreak, in addition to this invasion that's being allowed by the Biden regime, including that Cuban cue ball, including the FBI, including all of the agencies enabling and facilitating this invasion. We have a security threat inside the U.S. And I'm starting to hear talk now, and I didn't post them or I didn't pull them for the show prep. I'm starting to hear talk now. People saying, okay, it's going to be blood in the streets. And I do sense that's what is going to happen. There will be blood in the streets. We're not going to draw first blood, of course. But we're going to be required to protect ourselves from these invaders. I know we only have a short time left. I wanted to touch on something. Chanel Rion, I played a clip from her last week. You start asking questions about Ukraine. You start asking questions about anything related to the Biden regime. And you're automatically on a list. Now, she's with One American News. And she asks questions, and all of a sudden her friends are getting queried by the FBI. If your name's not on a list right now, you might want to ask yourselves, are you doing all you can? I'm not sure if we can sneak this in here. Eric the Tech, folks, you can expect something like this to happen before the election. I'm going to send this over to you right now, Eric the Tech. I don't know if we have time to play the whole thing. It's only 4 minutes, but it's important. And this could be cut, whatever. I'm just going to mark it right there. There you go. The reason I'm bringing this up, what we saw in 2020 and what we saw with the cover-ups, what we saw with the trial of Hunter Biden last week, with what we saw of the persecution, political persecution of President Donald Trump, they can't. And by the way, with you know what? Disregard that clip. I'll deal with that tomorrow. What you saw, the near takedown of InfoWars last week, last Friday, if you've been following that, you have individuals who are following their political, ideological biases, both paid and unpaid, to shut people like this platform down. And you know what I thought was hilarious? Well, not funny at all, but just ironic, I suspect, is I think it might have been Alex Witt on MSNBC or someone similar of caliber saying, you know, if President Trump wins in November, this time next year, I might not be on the air. He might shut us down. That's what they're doing to us. With respect to Alex Jones, he only bought time by a weaponized judicial system, not a justice system, but a weaponized legal system. He only bought some time, but they're going after him. They're still censoring conservatives and Christians with the objective, if Biden wins, or whoever the nominee on the left is, if they win in November, there will be bloodshed because people will be censored. People will be taken off the air. People will be tossed in jails, in gulags, re-education camps. I've got the receipts to show you. It's not the other way around. President Trump is not going to do that to his political opponents. Am I an apologist for him? No. I'm just saying that's not the way our side works, but it's the way their side works. And you can see it play out in real time. Peter Navarro's in jail. Steve Bannon, hey, July 1st, he's supposed to report as it stands right now to prison, despite the calls of executive privilege, the insistence of executive privilege by President Trump, by even in spite of Bannon's cooperation. But they're doing it right now. They're Alex Jones. They want him so bad off the air so bad because they cannot afford the forward attacks against their agenda for 2024. This is going to be the most important election you're ever going to vote in, I believe. We're being invaded, but people are waking up. Spiritual attack. Please take that home. And also the wellness company, wellnesscompany.com/Hagman. Also, promo code Hagman for 10% off. Go there right today. Do that for your own well-being.